This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Can you say the very first thing you would do if you got to the White House that was different from Joe Biden is you'd make sure Joe Biden's dog was nowhere on the grounds. Commander, say hello to Cricket.
You can't shoot dogs. What are you, a psycho?
That's a question that the president should be held accountable to.
You're saying he should be shot?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
My administration is working around the clock. Free remaining hostages, just as we have freed hostages already. And we'll not rest until we bring them all home.
Wilma, I promise you, whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't.
Why'd you try to keep us from finding this out?
Well, it's hard to explain this, you know.
Racist.
That's it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. It's like the Stormy Daniels Trump trial in New York. It's like reruns of a show that was canceled after 13 weeks. I mean, it wasn't that scintillating to begin with, or it would have continued longer. Now it's all these years later and it's in reruns. I don't think this would make me TV, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. 844-500-4242. I want to start the day off with some Biden cuts. You know, it's nice to move the Biden cuts around every day. And sometimes he goes away and disappears into the basement or the iron lung, wherever. And, you know, he gets a blood recycling like Keith Richards used to do back in the day when he was a heroin addict for the Rolling Stones. I wonder if it helps. I wonder if it would help to just recycle all of Brandon's blood. Probably not. Not when they're that far gone. Anyway, so we've got Biden. And I guess we can start. Let's start off with the Cinco de Mayo reception yesterday at the White House. We didn't have... Let's play the first cut. This is the one that's got more time, not that there's a lot of time ever devoted to these things because they don't really fit the state-run media's narrative. But this is the one that's gotten more time than anything else. Cut six.
I love it when people say, why dreamers? Can you imagine a kid 2 years old saying, Mom, don't take me across Rio Grande. It's against the law. Give me a break. These have been model citizens.
Mom, don't take me across the border. It's illegal. These have been model citizens. 74% of them are on welfare of one form or another. That was a Harvard University study a few years back, by the way. So is a model citizen someone who's on welfare from the moment they arrive in the country?
More like Modelo citizen.
I like that. That's good. They're definitely Modelo citizens, most of them. Cut four.
And we've relieved student debt for 4.6 million. A burden disproportionately falling on Latino borrowers.
What the hell? All I got the first part was 4.6 million. And then it just kept going downhill from there. Let me hear that one again.
And we've relieved student debt for 4.6 million. A burden disproportionately falling on Latino borrowers.
Burden disproportionately
borrowers. He has several busts in the Oval Office, as I recall. Cut three.
Now, if you look inside the door here, I got
of only a few busts in there, and one of them is of Cesar Chavez, who started the whole deal.
Wow. Really? Do you have any other busts in there, Mr. President? Cut to...
We're here in the Rose Garden. Through that window in the Oval Office, you'll see I have a bust of Cesar Chavez. There's only five busts I have in that office.
And he mentioned one of them twice, of those five busts. He's, as a president, I would say he's a real bust, a bust out. Okay. Here he is again with the President Medal of Freedom, or is it the Freedom of Medal ceremony? Here it is, cut two, again.
On Friday, I had the honor of bestowing our nation's highest civilian awards on 19 incredible people, two trailblazing Hispanic Americans as well. Teresa Romo, Romeo, excuse me, Teresa Romeo.
Tony Romo, come on up.
Tony Romo. He was a good quarterback. He's even better color guy on the telecast. Cut one.
Secretary Cardona, Secretary Guzman, former cabinet members of the Obama-Biden administration, Tom Perez.
Tom Perez, the guy who claimed that George Wallace was a Republican. Not quite. Not quite. Cut five.
Crack down on discrimination by home appraisers. So Latino homes are finally valued as fairly as they were when built by wealthy families.
What the heck is he talking about there? Latino homes are valued.
They have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Yeah. Cut 11.
You are dreamers and doers. You're cutting cancer. You're commanding the military. You're taking deep steps into space.
You're cutting cancer. Yes, cutting cancer. Cut 9.
He wants to cut Social Security and Medicare. He says there's a lot we can do in terms of cutting. I got one really serious idea how to cut. A candidate. Anyway.
Huh? Okay. Now, let's mention some Latin American leaders. Cut 8.
Embodied in nearly 40 million Mexican-Americans that are here. I want to thank President López Obrador.
The Mexican-Americans. And he wants
President Golden Labrador.
President Opie. He's the president of Mayberry, RFD.
López Obrador.
Opie López Obrador. I thought his last name was Taylor. Cut 7.
To celebrate the unbreakable bonds between our nations. Bonds rooted in history, heritage, boosted by record trade.
Bonds rooted in history. May we
rooted
quote
in history?
May we quote you on that, Mr. President? The only reason Biden has a bust of Cesar Chavez instead of a bust of Cesar Romero is because he has no idea who Cesar Romero is. He should have a bust of Cesar Romero, shouldn't he? I mean, Cesar Romero was gay, right? It'd be more appropriate to have a bust of Cesar Romero in there in this administration than Cesar Chavez, I think.
He probably does have a statue of Cesar Romero, and he thinks it's Cesar Chavez.
That's possible, too, I guess. Okay. Cut 12.
And it matters. You matter. You really do. You matter more than we can express.
Now go into the bathroom and give us a sample. You know. All right. So then today he spoke at the. We're running out of time here in this segment, but we'll play. We'll play a couple here. This is at the Holocaust Memorial. This is the day after it came out and has not been forcefully denied that he has threatened to cut all supplies of new military equipment to Israel unless they basically surrender to Hamas. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, again, they're not asking for troops. They're asking to buy military equipment. And he doesn't want to sell it to them because they want to defeat the genocidal Nazi maniacs.
And as you pointed out yesterday, many of his donors are funding the college campus protests.
Right. Yeah. They're his donors. And many of them are like the Pritzkers are big Democrats. The Pritzkers, big Democrats in the Obama administration, as he calls it, and the governor of Illinois, their family is funding these genocidal hippie Nazis that are blocking Mass Ave and causing disturbances around the country. Did you see in Ontario? One of the hippies, they spray painted on the steps of the camp, one of the campus buildings, Free Palestine, PALASTINE. I think they're probably about on the same level as Harvard and Yale, whatever the college is. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is in full swing, and if you struggle with allergies, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. We know the Thunderstorm is great for removing unwanted odors, but it also helps to cut down on those seasonal irritants too. One user writes, quote, I bought the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he has had a lot less problems, and he says the air smells cleaner. It's a great product for the price. And speaking of price, right now you can buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier and get a second unit for free. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HowieBogo, to take advantage of the Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO deal. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The Thunderstorm can handle pet, kitchen, and tobacco odors or that damp, lingering smell in your basement, as well as filtering out seasonal allergens from your house, office, or car. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier has received thousands of five-star reviews. Be the next satisfied customer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HowieBogo for the Thunderstorm BOGO deal. Hurry, these BOGO deals don't last long. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. The Howie Carr Show is back.
Raycon just launched their upgraded model. I'm holding it in my hands right now of their best-selling everyday earbuds. Now you get the features you know and love, but also active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity. Get 20% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. A lot of police agencies are in the news these days. The FBI is, there's going to be a congressional investigation. It'll go nowhere, but at least it'll draw attention to their overweening commitment to diversity. And, you know, that means going after, pro-life demonstrators, people who go to traditional Catholic masses, parents of public school students who object to their daughters getting raped by boys in the ladies' rooms, and they object to critical race theory. Those are the important goals of the FBI, and of course, the Christian nationalists and white supremacists and Islamophobic encampments at all the college campuses that don't exist. So that's the FBI, the MSP. They've always got scandals. I wrote about one last week. Guy claiming that he once bought some windshield wipers for his niece, and he was a Cub Scout, so they shouldn't send him to prison for stealing tens of thousands of dollars. And then there's the Canton Police Department. They are not exactly acquitting themselves with great honor and ethics at the Karen Reed trial. So I figured we'd talk about the various police agencies in the news today in the poll question. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which law enforcement agency are you least likely to believe? Canton Police Department, Massachusetts State Police, or the FBI?
I know there are varying sizes, but, you know, I know some Mass State cops that are good guys and that I trust all the way. And the FBI, there have been some decent FBI guys. They're pretty bad. They're a horrible agency, but there's some good ones. The Canton PD, I haven't seen a single one of them. I'm going to vote for the Canton PD.
13% say the Canton PD, 11% say Mass State Police, 76% say the FBI.
Wow. I said, what was the exact wording, Taylor?
Which law enforcement agency are you least likely to believe?
Least likely to believe. Okay, I tried to word it so that it would get a more balanced response, but I guess I didn't word it well enough.
This is your FBI.
802, Captain, isn't the greatest insult that the Pritzker family also happens to be Jewish? Well, Soros' fund is also involved in financing these Nazi organizations. And, you know, I mean, he's Jewish. He was in Europe during the Holocaust, during World War II. He's in his 90s now. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, a lot of these protesters that get arrested are Jewish. I mean, why would you be demonstrating on behalf of people who want to kill you? I don't quite get it. 844-500-4242. All right, let's go. This was Biden today at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Days of Remembrance ceremony. It was at the Capitol. And I'll play cut 21.
The Jewish community wants you to know, I see your fear, your hurt, and your pain. Let me reassure you, as your president, you're not alone. You belong. You always have and you always will. And my commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
Gives new meaning to the old saying, with friends like these, dot, dot, dot. His commitment is ironclad. By the way, he said, I see your fear. How do you see fear? Cut 19.
Some injustices are so heinous, so horrific, so grievous, they cannot be buried, no matter how hard people try.
I know this is a serious topic, but I mean, that was really bad. That was really, really bad.
And it's grievous, not grievious.
I know. I mean, but there were so many. That was perhaps the worst. Yeah, mispronouncing a word like that, it cannot be buried. Let's hear that one again, cut 19.
Some injustices are so heinous, so horrific, so grievous, they cannot be buried, no matter how hard people try.
Cut 13.
And we recommit to heeding and heeding the lessons that one of the darkest chapters in human history.
We recommit to heeding and heeding. Okay, heeding. Okay. 844-500-4242. We got a few more, but we'll get to them as the afternoon goes on. We're gonna move on from here. Again, we like to move them around. Sometimes in the first hour, sometimes in the fourth hour. Depends. As Joe Biden likes to say when he's getting into his trousers in the morning. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We still have some cheap bastard deals from the other day. Kelly's Roast Beef, Florida locations only. They have three locations right now, Sarasota, Naples, and South Pasadena. That by the time you get back to Florida, if you come north like I have, by the time you get back down south again, there'll be six in the fall. There may be even seven by Christmas. It's a, you know, Kelly's Roast Beef, fantastic roast beef, chowder, full belly fried clams, cheeseburgers. Those are Charlotte's favorites, cheeseburgers. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Kelly's Roast Beef for just $25. You purchase them now, even if you're not in Florida. They're still a great gift for all the snowbirds in your life, and they're not going to expire or anything like that. You can use them again when you return to the Sunshine State. These gift cards are valid only at Kelly's locations in Florida. Get yours now at HowieCarsShow.com and click on store. And we got some other great cheap bastard deals coming up in the next few days, including Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine tomorrow. A great place. All right, time now for Grace's news.
Howie, an update from Portland, Oregon. This is from the Times of Israel. Law enforcement in Portland, Oregon is investigating a statement posted online in which an activist group named for slain pro-Palestinian activist Rachel Corrie claims responsibility for torching 17 police vehicles last week. So this was on the heels of the when they overtook the library at Portland State.
Right, and they trashed the library, and apparently they stole some rare comic books, or they think they stole some rare comic books. They splashed all kinds of cleaning fluids on the floor so the cops would trip and break their legs or their ankles.
Like booby traps.
Yeah, right.
They said the floors were very sticky. I think they were hoping, Howie, that it was cleaning solution. I think that was an optimistic guess. In a post on the Rose City Counter Info website signed by a group calling itself Rachel Corrie's Ghost Brigade, the group says it broke into a police training facility and set 10 fires in a preemptive action against the Portland Police Bureau. It says the move was carried out ahead of an eventual operation to shut down a pro-Palestinian protest at Portland
State
University.
Grace, I wrote my column tomorrow for the Herald. Why don't all these people enlist in Hamas? Or ISIS, or the Taliban is looking for a few good gender fluids.
I just
go east, young non-binaries.
I just don't know if you're going to be able to get the same kind of access to, you know, zip ties and dental dams and everything else that they're asking for at the University of Chicago and Columbia.
They could. What is the ghost of what's her name? What's the person's name?
It's the Ghost Brigade. That's what it's called.
The Ghost. Why doesn't the Ghost Brigade at least have a Venmo? You know, to buy some. You know, I don't know, poison gas materials or something for, you know, or again, if they're not going to get to the rumble in Rafah, you know, why don't they at least do their part?
Well, it's also crazy how at these schools, when they overtake, for example, in Portland, it was the library. They're there. They overtake it and they get in on Monday, and the police don't come in until Thursday. And by that point, the library is completely trashed. Like you mentioned, the floors, Howie. But you know what else they did? They dismantled the fire alarm system,
right.
Which anyone who's put in a fire alarm system or had to, you know, when a building. I mean, you know, my husband's an electrician. That's half the battle is making sure the fire alarm systems are up to code. That takes a long time.
And you can't reopen the library until you fix the fire system. I mean, nor should they allow you to reopen the building until you fix everything up. But they're just trying to create as much damage and havoc as they can.
Well, you mentioned yesterday at the Met Gala, there were protesters at the anti-Israel protesters, which was kind of poetic because the people they're protesting at the Met Gala,
it's the beautiful people.
Yeah, for the most part, are on their side. They're the same, like Gigi Hadid. They're all these people who are very pro-Palestine, and they after they tried to ruin the Met Gala. And I think some of them got arrested. You said that they vandalized
a World War I memorial. And remember, you know, when Trump was accused by that Canadian who runs Atlantic Magazine, he just made it up.
Suckers and losers.
Yes, the suckers and losers quote. It was the end of the world. Everybody denied it, even people who hated Trump, like General Kelly, John Bolton. It was BS, but it was the end of the world. This is something there. You can actually see the damn pictures on the internet. You know, the pictures are everywhere. They defaced and defiled this World War One monument, and it's getting the good leaving alone.
Yeah, where are all the people who were defending the honor of those who served
in World War One
with that fake news with Trump? And you're right, that Trump story, the part of it that drives me crazy is not only was it not sourced, like they couldn't actually give a source, it was debunked. Like they always love to use that term, oh, this rumor about President Biden, oh, this Biden thing was debunked, even though they can't debunk it. In this case, you have people who were there who hate Trump who are saying that never happened. That's a clear-cut debunking, if I've ever seen one.
802 says, great point about enlisting. I'm sure there's always a need for more ISIS wives. Like the way, you know what? If I hadn't sent in my column, I would put ISIS wives in there. How'd that ISIS wives thing work out for all those women?
Not well, I don't think.
Remember, they had like two or three husbands who all got killed in bombings, and then they tried to come back because they couldn't. Because there was no welfare in Syria for some reason. They wanted to get back to the West.
Speaking of Howie, the beautiful people, not so much anymore. Harvey Weinstein shipped back to Rikers after reports of cushy treatment at New York City Hospital. Did you see this? He was admitted to a New York City hospital because he was having chest pains. And then they found out on Monday, so yesterday, that he was getting special amenities. Like he was able to use a phone. He had a private bathroom. He had a television. He was able to watch CNN and other TV shows.
Of course he was going to watch CNN.
Yeah. Like I said, formerly beautiful person, but something stick. The fallen movie mogul, according to the New York Post, was released Monday from Bellevue Hospital's intensive care unit.
That would be a good title for a movie, actually. Fallen movie mogul.
Yeah, the fallen movie mogul. They always have descriptors at the Washington Post, where he was on a different floor from other detainees. Let's go back a little bit here. In all your time covering mobsters, is this a popular tactic? Like, oh, I'm not feeling well, and then you get to the hospital.
No, I was just looking. I told you I'm working on this stuff about Angiulo and Larry Bayoni, and I was just looking over. Stevie Flemmi in '83 said, you know, Bayoni claims he's suffering from heart condition, but all he talks about is killing people and collecting debts from deadbeats who owe him money, and he's just ranting and raving. And he did that all through the trial.
But two things can be true. You know, you can have an ailing condition, and you can still be a murderous thug.
He turned around when they found him guilty. You know, he's like, Judge, I'm going to die. Give my people a chance to see their daddy on the street. Then the judge sentenced him to 30 years, and he turns around and says, I hope you all die.
He sounds a little Bob Dylan-esque. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks. Luxury, tech, and safety are all built into the entire premium GMC line. Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. Invites you to experience a GMC Sierra, the new Acadia, Yukon, or Terrain. GMC professional grade. Search their inventory at TuxTrucksGMC.com.
508 says, was the sticky stuff on the floor in Portland gender fluid? That's very good. I like that. Another 508 wants to know, what the hell is a dental dam? That's what the internet's for, pal.
Sorry.
Google.
We're not explaining that one here. Hey, it was on the list, though, from UChicago, their list of demands.
Yes, it was.
You should
really
do a side-by-side. The list of demands from the University of Chicago versus the list of demands from UCLA. I think the UCLA list of demands is very, very down-to-earth.
Reasonable.
Compared to the University
of
Chicago.
Is.
Howie, speaking of beautiful people, Mark Zuckerberg's $300 million super yacht is sparking controversy amidst climate activism. The billionaire founder of Meta, this is from Breitbart, has recently made waves with his latest acquisition, a $300 million super yacht named Launchpad. It's longer than a football field, and it has drawn criticism based on his climate activism. Believe it or not, Mark Zuckerberg is a hypocrite.
I believe it.
He also built a wall around, remember, I think it was his property was in Hawaii, and he built that big wall even though he's against enforcing any sort of security
San Francisco the same thing with his mansion in San Francisco?
Oh, I'm sure. You need a wall there with all of the craziness going on. The yacht, which made its debut sail in March 2024 across the Atlantic, has a gross tonnage of 5,000 tons and can cruise at speeds of up to 24 knots. I'm sure it uses up a lot of
Fossil fuels. Yes.
Yes. And last but not least.
You sure it's not solar powered?
Yeah.
Going across the North Atlantic? It would be a long trip if you were solar powered in the North Atlantic for most of the year.
Well, you know what his excuse would be? One, it's the only way to sail. And two, I'm sure he offsets it. Whatever. That's like the get out of jail. Oh, I offset my carbon footprint. It's like, okay, same here, I guess.
No, it's like the Catholic Church used to sell indulgences in the Middle Ages. I mean, that's one reason why there was a Reformation, because people were so fed up with it.
Yeah.
I wish they would get this fed up with carbon credits, except for Howie's carbon credits.
Those are legit.
You can trust Howie's carbon credits. They're not like the others. It's not a scam.
Those will actually keep you out of hell.
They will.
Boy Scouts of America.
They'll keep you on MSNBC anyway.
Boy Scouts of America is changing name after 114 years to boost inclusion. The Texas-based organization is set to become Scouting America as it hopes to improve participation amid flagging membership.
I just don't see I don't see that working. In my neighborhood there's a family, and they have a big sign out in their yard: join Scouting. And I know they mean well and all that.
Yeah.
But shouldn't it be Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts?
Well, you know what? I actually, for this situation, I go back to Twitter with the rebranding to X. Once people know your name, isn't that what everyone's going for, is to have name recognition?
Right.
So to
for a while,
it,
I tried to call it X every once in a while, but why bother?
Twitter sticks.
It's Twitter. Right.
And once you have a name that becomes a verb, like, oh, I tweet that.
And Facebook. Why did they change the name of Facebook?
To Meta?
Yeah.
I think it's still Facebook, but yeah,
Facebook,
it's the umbrella
Facebook
company.
Okay.
Howie, that's it. Oh, but by the way, one more thing. The sound cut you have of Kathy Hochul, right? When she's you're talking about how black kids in the Bronx don't know the word computer.
Yes.
What I love about that is that she's in California at some summit, like some conference. I'm noticing, and this is nothing new with politicians, but it's amazing seeing these incompetent politicians go everywhere except their own, you know, state or city. Mm-hmm. So you have the mayor of San Francisco. She's in China looking for pandas for the San Francisco Zoo. You had the mayor of D.C., who we talked about, going to the Masters for some business, you know, idea, inspiration. And then you have Kathy Hochul in California talking about how kids in the Bronx don't know the word computer. It's pretty amazing.
Someone says, when is the Angiulo series coming out? I'm actually working on it. It's not a series. It's a book. But it'll be a short. It'll be a short book, and it'll be a very, very funny book, I think. Oh, that's quite the tease. I'll have more on it. I'm working on it day to day.
Thanks, Howie. That's it for me.
All right. 844-500-4242. You may have heard me talk about Raycon's everyday earbuds before and thought, wait, the same audio quality I expect from the big guys, but at half the price? Sounds pretty good. But if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons yet, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. Here they are in their new colorful pack. These are the upgraded everyday earbuds. You just look at how nice they look, but they sound so much better than they look. You also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I guess I don't consider myself blue, but I like the color blue. You can get it in purple or red, any color you want. They're really nice, as long as it's blue, red, or purple, and maybe a couple others. But it's great. It's just a great product. The price is so great, and it's a perfect gift. Mother's Day is coming right up. Father's Day is coming up. Graduation Day. Maybe this is not going to be a graduation ceremony, but you can give the graduate these Raycon everyday earbuds. And in addition to everything else that I was talking about, they have the optimized gel tips for the cozy custom fit. They'll never fall out on you. The ergonomic earbud shape to fit the widest range of ears, 3 customizable sound styles and awareness mode. It's just great. I use it when I go out in the morning with Roscoe, when I take him out for his evening walk, when I'm just working around the house, puttering, when I'm working on the Angiulo project. anything, it always makes things better. Seriously, if you've been waiting to check out Raycons, there is truly no better time than right now. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner once you get them. Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Jake Rooney's on the Curve in Harwichport. Open year-round with seasonal favorites. For family fun, food, and entertainment, it's Jake Rooney's in Harwichport.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Grace was just talking about the racist comment from New York Governor Kathy Hochul, which is like, what, the second biggest state or fourth biggest state in the country. And they're obsessed, though, with Kristi Noem and the dog in a state that has fewer congressmen than it does senators, I believe. Cut 11.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them, because when you have their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges.
You're addressing? Well, she's a real dope, isn't she? God. I mean, how could she say something like that? I mean, you just look over the speech and you say, that's not true. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Howie, thank you so much. You know, I think most of us who are watching President Trump with this show trial going on in New York City understand that the judge is completely biased and he'd have a better chance in China or Russia.
Right.
But I have been watching MSNBC, CNN, and others to see how they report on the judge's rulings on Donald Trump's ability to use free speech to defend himself. They never mention that this Democrat judge has donated to three specific groups: Stop Republicans, Joe Biden's presidential campaign, and one other, Get Out the Vote hack, I think the same one that Mark Zuckerberg used to help set up the election to pay up all the people filling out the ballots. Then we have his daughter, who Trump's not allowed to talk about, who is a radical.
It's his child.
Fundraiser.
Child. That's what he calls her.
Child. Okay. Yeah, a 30-year-old child, I'm sure.
34.
It's also a fundraiser for the most radical Democrat candidates. And how can you say that a man who is running this trial is unbiased when this is the fruit of the poison seed? I mean, his own daughter is so radical, it's unbelievable. And yet if Trump mentions a word about
I know, this is like the third world, James. We're living in the third world right now. Well, all we can do is just try to make sure that we get the hell out of the third world. You know, we got to make sure that this election is won. And this guy's terrible. I mean, but there are all these trials are terrible. Fannie Willis, I'll play the cuts from Fannie Willis, this preacher, black preacher down in Atlanta, talking about how she's been sent by God. And Jack Smith, he's tampering with evidence and he's illegally appointed as special counsel. The special counsel is supposed to come out of the Justice Department. It's, you're not supposed to pick a prosecutor from the Justice Department is not supposed to be named as a special counsel. But he was, because they don't care about the law, at least for themselves. I'm Howie Carr.